Today, we are going to talk about how to sit cross-legged. Hello and welcome to Yoga Lifestyle with Melissa. Today, we are going to give you tips on how to sit cross-legged. I have a question from Ellen from Facebook today. Ellen says, "Hello, I have been doing your beginner yoga videos every day for about 3 weeks now, and I'm really enjoying them. Do you have any advice for how to sit cross-legged? I cannot put my legs down horizontally. My legs look like a V shape, and it's really uncomfortable." So this is a really great question. And so the first thing, there's a couple of things I would recommend. The first thing I would recommend is to fill the space here so that it's not stressing your SI joints and so that your hips, the external rotators of your hips, can relax. So you can do this with a couple of cushions from your couch or your bed. You could put your pillows underneath your legs, or if you already have some yoga blocks, you could put the yoga blocks underneath your legs, and then when you do that, your hips can relax, and when they relax, they'll start to release more. So that would be one thing I would recommend. To sit more easily in easy pose, they actually call it, which I understand it doesn't feel easy right now, or Sukhasana. It actually means improving the range of motion in your hip joint, in the femur bone at the top of your leg bone. And so I'm going to show you three moves to do that today. So the first one is you're going to lie on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Take your arms out to the side and just sway your knees from side to side. And when you sway your knees from side to side, that just starts to loosen up the femur bone in the hip joint. So that would be my first piece of advice. The second one would be figure four pose, or eye of the needle. Cross your ankle over the top of your thigh, then draw your leg in, reach your hand through the keyhole here and draw your leg in. This will help to release the external rotators of your hips as well. And of course, do this on both sides. And you want to breathe and hold this for at least 10 breaths. If you're working on improving your flexibility, then probably it would be better to hold it for 30 breaths. And I have one more for you today. I'm going to show you pigeon pose. And pigeon pose is a great one to release your hips as well. You can start on all fours, draw your right knee forward, reach your left leg long and behind, and then fold forward over your bent right leg. And of course, you would want to do that on both sides as well and hold it for, again, 10 breaths at least, probably closer to 30 breaths if you're working on improving your range of motion and releasing your hip joints. If you like more support in releasing your hip joints, then I highly recommend our connective tissue classes in our membership community. They are the classes that are the value-added classes in our membership community. They're going to go the furthest in helping you improve your range of motion in your body. And we have four connective tissue classes in our membership community that are great. I have a connective tissue playlist for your hips. And then we also have 15 therapeutic yoga classes, 10 short ones for your hips. And I put the playlist in the membership in the show notes if you're a member, so you can check those out, and a link to becoming a member as well. We'd love to welcome you into our membership community. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. Leave your comments and questions below. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have about this or any other yoga poses. And we put out a new video every Monday and Wednesday. Mondays are my vlogs. Wednesdays, I answer your questions. So if you're new to our yoga lifestyle with Melissa channel, then please subscribe to make sure that you receive these in your feed. Thanks so much for watching. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.